We're going to talk now about the award-winning initiative you've heard plenty of times on this program about. It's the Killarney Cup Project, which had taken 1.5 million disposable cups out of circulation in 18 months. The scheme won several national sustainability awards. Around 50 businesses took part, but all but a few of its participating cafes have pulled from the project. Just a few hotels and clubs are carrying it on. Even the Founder Cafe has gone back to offering paper cups. And this is all to do with the fact that governments promised introduction of a 20-cent levy on coffee cups, disposable coffee cups, has not been brought in despite promises. I spoke to Johnny Maguire, of course, who is co-president of the Killarney Chamber of Commerce, and I spoke to him, he was one of the big pushers and developers of this project, about where things stand now for the coffee cup project.
Thank you, Geraldine. Thank you, Radio Kerry listeners. May I start this morning by thanking everybody, not only in Killarney, but throughout County Kerry and beyond, for rowing in behind this wonderful local community-driven initiative whereby the community of Killarney and the people of Kerry decided that they knew that the coffee cups that are littering the county and going into landfills was no longer sustainable. The government, in their wisdom, had decided that this was also the case, and they said that they were going to introduce in 2023 and a bill to introduce a latte levy. So there was a latte levy coming. This now, for listeners who don't understand this, is similar to the levy that was placed on plastic bags. Plastic bags at one time were the bane of everybody in the country. They were stuck in every bush and ditch throughout the length and breadth of the country. And when the government brought in the levy on the plastic bags, that abolished or stopped or finished the plastic bag distribution all over the ditches and bushes of Ireland. So that was the premise for the whole thing, the concept. So the community, the business, the young, vibrant business community in Killarney saw this. The levy was coming. We are the town in the park. We are joined at the hip with the national park. Without the national park, without our environment, our town, our county is going to be hugely affected. So this young, vibrant group came up with the idea that, well, let's start before the levy come in. Let's show the way. And that's what the young, vibrant business people of the town did, because the levy was coming. Unfortunately, 2.5 years later, that levy still has not come, and the government are now fudging on that levy. They are introducing one whereby when you come to the country, you won't know that the levy is going to be absorbed into the purchase price. So the customer will not be aware that this levy is there, but it's not there, which is, doesn't make any sense. So we, the Coffee Cup Project, the Chamber of Commerce, we're calling on the government to do what they said they would do, which is to introduce the levy. That is the situation.
That's the way things stand. And so this is immediately, you know, originally designed to send millions to stop the process of sending millions of disposable cups to landfill or incineration each year. And it's entirely avoidable waste, according to the government. It was all part of the Circular Economy Bill, which was introduced by the then Minister, Green Party TD Eamon Ryan, when he's Minister for the Environment. But now, do you think it's going to be dropped off the agenda totally, Johnny? Is that what your understanding is?
Our understanding is vague, because we're getting mixed messages from all different places, and in some areas, no messages at all. What we understand is that they're going to introduce something, but it's not going to be what was originally decided, and the government voted this. The Greens, the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil all came together in that famous coalition, and this was what they introduced. A very simple levy based on the plastic bag levy that was so successful. Then, for some reason or reasons, unbeknownst to the Coffee Cup Project, this is being changed. They want to introduce some form of a new system, which they haven't announced yet. And I could use the word fudging. That's what it seems like. But the kernel of this is, I keep coming back to the plastic bag. Everybody in the country is aware how successful that was. And we, and as I said, the Coffee Cup Project are calling for the introduction of that levy. Stick with your words.
When it comes to, Johnny, that is this down to politics, ultimately? Is it down to the fact that the Green Party fell from favour, weren't voted back in by the electorate, and that this government has, I suppose, put the brakes on the initiatives that they were pushing from within government, or reversed in other areas?
It would appear from the outside that since we've had the last of the Green Party, that the Green issues are not as strong, which that's the way the new coalition are working. But this initiative is a community-driven initiative which is unbelievably helpful to the environment. 1.5 million disposable coffee cups have been eliminated from the landfills of our country, and from the size of the roads, from the litter picking. Every litter picking volunteer in the town of Killarney is aware that we're picking up far, far less coffee cups since the introduction of the coffee cup project in Killarney. Or the town cleaners, the council workers, are not seeing as much in the bins. The bins just be overflowing with coffee cups. That is not happening anymore. This is successful. The people want it. And the government, for whatever reason, and we don't know, are not as committed as they were.
The linchpin here would have been the government commitment. This would have sustained it if this national policy came in behind what Killarney had done. I know there was places in Dublin, Rush and Malahide as well that were looking at bringing it in, but they're also now in doubt. So the whole thing falls, really, the sustainability, if I use that word, of it, for the businesses, falls without a national policy, making sure everyone's doing it.
Yeah, a level playing field for everybody, so that it's universal. Not just we the coffee cup project has been contacted by 35 villages, towns, and communities throughout the length and breadth of the country, who have seen the success of this and would like it to be introduced in their areas. For instance, you mentioned Fingal County Council; they've actually employed people on a pilot project to drive this initiative. The one in Killarney is volunteer driven, with support from the Kerry County Council, Chamber of Commerce, Vaughan Ireland, NPWS, and the IHF. That is how the one in Killarney is, but it's community driven. It has been proven to be successful. The people of Kerry, the people of Killarney have embraced this. They want this. Similar to, would anybody want to go back to the time when the country was littered with plastic bags?
Yeah, awash with
nobody
them.
Wants
literally
to go back.
Awash with plastic bags everywhere. And it disappeared overnight.
Absolutely. It was like a magic wand that was waved over a country. I am a committed Tidy Towns volunteer, and the transformative effect of that one single thing was phenomenal. Can I remind listeners as well that Micheál Martin, who is the current Taoiseach of our country, was instrumental in changing the health of our nation by introducing a smoking ban, the first in the world. And how successful that was. We can do it. Let our politicians, and we have lobbied our local politicians, we have lobbied ministers, we have lobbied the Taoiseach, but so far it's falling on deaf ears.
Yeah. 1.5 million coffee cups taken out, disposable cups taken out in 18 months, about 50 businesses used to take part. Now, has that all been reversed, Johnny? Are we back to coffee cups, disposable ones? I know some people will stick with the reusable, you know, forever, and behaviour has changed to a certain amount. But really, that sort of achievement now has gone backwards because of the lack of a national policy being introduced?
I would say that the long-term success, the viability of the project is under threat at the moment from the lack of commitment by the government. But here on the ground in Killarney, as you've said, Jerry, and not just in Killarney, but in Kerry, the Radio Kerry listeners, people of Kerry, have embrace this project. There are towns and villages in the County of Kerry who would like to do similar, but they're watching what's happening in Killarney, and the effort that's involved is monumental. And at the moment, we need support, and that support is lacking in the government, basically.
Johnny, would you say there's any element to this, and maybe opposition to it, saying, look, cafes and hospitality is under pressure at the moment, cost of living is an issue for people, a 20-cent increase in the price of a cup of coffee would have a negative impact on business?
Jerry, it's not a 20% increase in a cup of coffee.
Sorry,
20 cents. But you bring your cup, there's no extra charge. That's the reality. It's the same listeners. It's the same principle as the plastic bag. Just think of that. We have now got into the habit, when you go to the shop, you bring your bag. Similarly, if this is introduced, the latter levy is introduced, people will get out of the habit of going to the shop and taking these disposable cups. If you want them, you pay 20 cents more. Just have your cup and it costs you 20 cents less.
As simple as that. Okay. Simple. Johnny, listen, thanks for taking time to talk to us about that this morning and give us your review on it. We'll see where it goes from here and what the response from the Department of the Environment is, but thanks for talking to me this morning.
I'm out. It's launched.
Johnny Maguire there talking about that situation of that project, which is, I suppose, effectively no more because of the lack of a national policy. The organisers are saying a promised national policy that would increase, put in a 20 cent levy on disposable cups.